Hey everyone, Sienna Cruz here, and welcome back to Mental Health Comeback. If you're feeling like relationships are draining your energy more than fueling it lately, you are not alone. Let's face it, navigating those tricky waters of connection can be tougher than trying to fold a fitted sheet, trust me, I've been there. But here's the thing. Strong, supportive relationships are absolutely vital for our mental well-being. We crave that sense of belonging, that feeling of being truly seen and heard. Today, we're diving into how to cultivate those positive connections that lift us up instead of weighing us down. Now, I know what you're thinking, relationships require effort. And yes, they absolutely do. But think of it like this. Investing in your relationships is like investing in yourself. You wouldn't skip going to the gym if you wanted to feel stronger, right? So why treat those important connections any differently? Here are 5 key takeaways that can help you build a foundation for more fulfilling and supportive relationships. Number 1. Practice active listening. It's not just about hearing the words someone says, it's about truly understanding their perspective, their emotions, even the unspoken stuff. Put down your phone, make eye contact, and really focus on what they're sharing. Number 2. Communicate openly and honestly. Ever felt like you were walking on eggshells around someone? Yeah, that doesn't exactly create a healthy space for connection. Share your thoughts and feelings in a respectful way, even when it's tough. Remember, vulnerability builds trust, and trust is the bedrock of any strong relationship. Number 3. Be forgiving. We all mess up sometimes, right? Holding on to grudges just creates negativity and resentment. Learn to let go of those minor offenses, offer forgiveness, and focus on moving forward together. Number 4. Celebrate each other's wins, big and small. Life is a roller coaster, and it's so much more enjoyable when you have someone cheering you on along the way. Take time to acknowledge and appreciate each other's successes. It goes a long way in building a sense of support and encouragement. And finally, number 5. Make time for quality connection. Life gets busy, I get it. But carving out dedicated time for your loved ones, whether it's a weekly coffee date or a monthly game night, shows them that they're a priority. It's about making those intentional moments of togetherness that truly matter. Think about a time when you felt genuinely connected to someone. Maybe it was sharing a laugh over dinner, offering support during a tough moment, or simply having an open and honest conversation. What made that connection so special? You know that feeling when you can just be yourself, without judgment, without pretense. That's the power of truly meaningful connections. Now let me share a quick story to illustrate these points. A friend of mine was going through a tough time recently. She felt overwhelmed at work and stressed about personal commitments. She confided in me, feeling really isolated and unsure where to turn. I listened without judgment, offered some practical advice, and reminded her of her strengths and resilience. We made plans for a weekly coffee date to check in with each other and just have some fun, distraction-free time together. It was those small gestures, active listening, honest communication, and quality time that helped her feel supported and less alone. Remember, cultivating positive relationships is an ongoing journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, disagreements, and even challenges. But by focusing on these key takeaways, active listening, open communication, forgiveness, celebrating each other's wins, and making time for quality connection, you can build those strong, supportive bonds that are essential for our mental well-being. So go out there, connect with your loved ones, and remember, you're not alone in this journey. And if you found this episode helpful, I would love to hear from you. Share it with a friend who might benefit from these tips, leave a review, or join the conversation on social media. Let's keep the momentum going and build a community of support together. Until next time, take care of yourselves and each other.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.